with project background, schedule, and potential traffic impacts. These briefings also familiarize business and property owners with the Willamette Water Supply Program project team members who will be key points of contact during construction. WWSP staff utilize information gathered at these meetings to finalize design work with the latest information, plan proactively to manage construction impacts and access concerns, and limit disruptions to important local transportation routes. Now moving on to projects design status updates. Work on multiple design projects continues, including 7 pipeline projects, the water treatment plant, distributed control systems, and the water storage tanks. And again, all of these projects are progressing according to plan. Regarding our projects construction status updates, attached to this general manager's report is a tabulation of the projects in construction and their current status. A few highlights are included here. Construction is quickly picking up pace as new projects get closer to pipeline installation milestones. MPE 1.1 on Southwest Western Boulevard, currently working through utility relocations. And MPE 1.2, the Southwest Rio Rogers Road to Southwest Allen Boulevard pipeline project, is working on critical submittals for issuance of notice to proceed. Both these projects are in the city of Beaverton and are combined with a city of Beaverton water line project. Raw Water Facility 1.0 construction in Wilsonville continues with the installation of raw water pipe header, seismic modifications to the raw water pump station building, and continuing raw water transmission pipeline installation through the park. Finally, 2 projects are reaching final completion. PLM 5.2, which is the Shoals Area Pipeline Project, deemed complete and not included in the table, and PLM 1.1, south of Wilsonville Road, is anticipated to complete in late August. As I mentioned earlier during our conversation, I'm going to be including a steel market exposure update as a monthly report out in my general manager's reports, as long as we're in the steel buying process. So in response to questions from the board, WWSP completed an analysis of steel market exposure for unbid construction projects, defined potential responses, and presented that information at the July 1, 2021 board meeting. Market price of hot rolled band, the material used to fabricate WWSP pipe, increased by approximately 4% during the first half of July. Bids for fabricated pipe for Res 1.0 and PLM 5.3 project are due on August 12th. This procurement of nearly 3,800 tons of steel pipeline will reduce the WWSP steel market exposure by approximately 21%. Staff are continuing to monitor the steel market and are not recommending a change in construction procurement plans and strategies at this time. And then finally, a quarterly financial report, Task 4D of the annual work plan, requires a managing agency to prepare quarterly financial reports and provide them to the WWSS board as part of this packet. Attached to this general manager's report is that quarterly financial statement for the period ending June 30, 2021. And that concludes my general manager's report. I'd be glad to take any questions if there are any.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions from the other commissioners or anybody else? Okay, hearing none, we will move forward. The next agenda item is public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on the consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Do we have any person or persons who would like to comment? Dave, I know you're monitoring. Do we have any today?
We have none today.
All right. Thank you. I will leave that item then and move to the next one, which is a consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed by the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. Today's consent agenda has item A on it, which is the meeting minutes from July 1st, 2021. We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented, and please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this action item.
This is Commissioner Duggan. I so move that we approve the consent agenda.
Mayor Beatty, I second.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. From the City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Thank you, folks. The next item today is our business agenda items. Item A, consider adopting resolution number WWSS 17-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests upon, over and under and through real property for pipeline section PLM 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System. Ms. Walder will present the staff report.
Thank you and good afternoon, Commissioners. The Willamette Water Supply System's PLM 1.3 project lies along Southwest Kinsman Road, Southwest Beckman Road, Southwest 95th Avenue, and Southwest Ritter Road. The WWSP has progressed the design of this pipeline section to enable identification of property requirements for construction as well as the long-term operation and maintenance of the pipeline. The PLM 1.3 pipeline alignment requires permanent and temporary easements to fulfill the WWSP standard construction work zone requirements and allow access for future maintenance. The Commission has the authority to acquire real property for its needs. The PLM 1.3 pipeline alignment was selected through extensive alternatives evaluations, and the preferred location was selected based on the best interest of the public and the least injury to private property owners. This resolution enables the WWSS Commission's agents, including the program team, to begin negotiation with respective property interest holders and also authorize the acquisition of property interest by eminent domain to the extent negotiations fail. Staff recommends approval of the proposed resolution. May I answer any questions?
All right, thank you very much. Are there any questions now that I've taken my mute off? All right, not hearing any questions. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 17-21, declaring necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section PLM 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System? Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and any seconds for this action item.
Mayor Beatty, so moved.
Commissioner Duggan, second.
Thank you very much. I have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. The motion passes. Second item on this today, item B, consider adopting resolution number WWSS 18-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section MPE 1.2 for the Willamette Water Supply System. Ms. Walder will once again present the staff report.
Okay, the Willamette Water Supply System MPE 1.2 project is a section of pipeline along Southwest Shoals Ferry Road from Southwest Nimbus Avenue to Southwest Allen Boulevard, then following Southwest Allen Boulevard nearly to Southwest Western Avenue. The project also includes a pipeline on Southwest Hall Boulevard between Southwest Shoals Ferry Road and Southwest Olson Road. The WWSP has progressed the design of this pipeline section to enable identification of property requirements for construction and long-term operation and maintenance of the pipeline, including connection to the TVWD distribution system. Preceding resolutions declared the property needs for MPE 1.2 pipeline alignment to fulfill WWSP standard construction work zone requirements. This resolution defines the real property needs at the pressure and flow control facility where the WWSS will connect to the TVWD distribution system at the corner of Southwest Hall Boulevard and Southwest Olson Road. The Commission has the authority to acquire real property for its needs. The MPE 1.2 pipeline alignment was selected through extensive alternative evaluations, and the preferred location was selected based on the best interest of the public and the least injury to private property owners. This resolution enables the WWSS Commission's agents, including the program team, to begin negotiating with respective property interest holders and also authorizes the acquisition of property interest by eminent domain to the extent negotiations fail. Staff recommends approval of the proposed resolution. May I answer any questions on this one?
Thank you very much, Ms. Walter. Are there any questions for her at this point? Hearing none, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 18-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section MPE 1.2 for the Willamette Water Supply System? Once again, please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this action item.
Mayor,
I'll move to approve.
Sorry. Go ahead, Commissioner Duggan.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
TVWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next thing on our agenda today is some information items. Ms. Walter will present a staff report on business agenda items planned for the September WWSS Commission Board meeting.
Thank you, Commissioners. Okay, I will provide a brief overview of the items we expect to have on the business agenda next month. These are all items you have heard before, so it'll be a brief overview here. First item, adopt supplemental resolutions in need for PLM 1.3. Staff already are ready to initiate additional property acquisitions for pipeline section PLM 1.3 located in Wilsonville along Southwest Kinsman Road, Beckman Road, 95th Avenue, and Ritter Road. At the September board meeting, program staff plan to present the project area and additional easements needed with a recommendation to the board to adopt the resolution as public necessity, allowing staff to begin the process to acquire the additional easements for PLM 1.3. Second, third, and fourth items on the agenda. These remaining items are agreements with Washington County Land Use Transportation. The Reservoir 1.0 Grabhorn Road Realignment IGA at the Reservoir site, the PLM 4.4 Construction IGA for Roy Rogers Road in Sherwood, and the PLW 1.2 Construction IGA for Cornelius Pass north of TV Highway. Program and county staff are collaborating on the preparation of these agreements, which continue our productive partnerships with the county as we deliver water infrastructure and they improve our road work network. At the September board meeting, staff plan to present the proposed intergovernmental agreements with recommendations to adopt through and through resolutions. And this concludes the summary of upcoming action items.
Thank you very much. That is the last item on our agenda today, other than to state that our next regular board meeting is scheduled on September 2nd at noon via Microsoft Teams, unless there's an executive session called between now and then. For communication and non-agenda items, there are no communication and non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. Unless somebody has anything else to add or wants to discuss, I'll pause for that before I adjourn.
Chair Judah?
Yes, sir, Mr. Kraska.
So if I can just bring this up as a reminder. So we had discussed, I believe, at our last board meeting about, and I'll bring this up at the September board meeting, about revisiting return to in-person meetings. And so we'll discuss that at the September board meeting. My prediction is that given what's going on with the variants and everything else, we'll probably decide to continue remote meetings. But I just wanted to provide that reminder that we'll have that on the agenda for our next meeting.
All right, thank you. Does any other participants have anything they'd like to bring up before I adjourn?
None for me, thank you.
All right, There being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. It's great to see you again.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you, staff, for